You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:07 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Turned out to be a dull Thursday. Tom has an Ian Anderson 27-minute flute solo that we're going to play to finish off the song. It's going to be totally righteous. I did want to acknowledge a couple of things. One, it is Jackie Robinson Day. Today is the day that he broke the color barrier and played his first game for the Brooklyn Dodgers. I do love the movie 42. You know, I know Chadwick Boseman, what a tragic death, right? I mean, the guy just seemed like a genuinely good human being and a great actor. And I know he's known for the Black Panther Marvel movies, but his portrayal of Jackie Robinson is beautiful in this. And just to make things a little spookier, he died on April 15th on Jackie Robinson Day. So anyway, rest in peace, Jackie Robinson and Chadwick Boseman. So tomorrow's show, very fun. Stack a pack of Ron Arenas, Rocco, Van Buren, counting down my top 10 favorite Christopher Walken movies. I'll be doing my worst Christopher Walken impression for at least 45 minutes tomorrow. Sean McCluskey, and then we have the coach of the championship game playing Arizona Wildcats, Mrs. Adia Barnes, coming up at 8:35 tomorrow. So let's go to the Adia Barnes of the Pima GOP, our good friend Shelley Kice.
Good morning. How are you, Mr. DeSimone?
Very well. How are you doing, young lady?
I am doing fine. Thank you very much.
We had a heck of a Saturday together this past week. You did a nice job. You brought everyone from the Arizona GOP to Tucson. Tell us about your weekend.
Well, my weekend was awesome, and we had the state committee meeting here in Tucson. We had a lovely cocktail hour on Friday night at the beautiful El Conquistador. And Art Del Cueto came and gave us a border briefing. We had 12 different counties at the event. So 12 counties, many of whom hear about what's going on our southern border but have never really experienced it, were quite surprised to hear. We got up on Saturday and had a nice continental breakfast together, and then followed by our state meeting. And then we all joined you, Chris, and Bob, and we went on a border tour. So we got on the buses and off we went, and I can say without any reservations that we have received nothing but praise. I'm sure you've seen it, some of it even on the Facebook pages, where many of our Republican leaders from all across the state were quite, you know, I don't want to say excited to see what's going on at the border, shocked, but glad that they had the opportunity to be informed.
Awesome. I'm glad we came through for you guys.
You absolutely did. Did you have fun?
We did. It was interesting. I was so relaxed when we got to Dan Bell's ranch. Remember he put us by the he put us under that big, beautiful tree at the ranch, right? And he's given his presentation. Yeah. And I sat in the back and I had my feet up on the little half wall. And I was like, at such peace. It was like a beautiful breeze. The trees were going. All I needed was a cocktail. It would have been just perfect. I'm so glad we did it together. It was great.
Yes. And thank you so much on behalf of the Pima County Republican Party. For all you did to make that a really special event for the Arizona GOP. I don't think they'd ever done anything like that, and I don't believe in the past 10 years that they've had their meeting down here, but, you know, I'm not sure. But I don't think they've ever done anything where it was more like an event. And so, but I'll tell you what was so awesome for me to get to meet some of the folks from the other counties.
Right.
Because, you know, when you go to a meeting, you kind of go in and you find a seat and you sit down, you hear the meeting, you're in there for 3 hours, and then all you can think about is getting on the road and driving home. Well, so you don't really interact. Well, with this, people were hanging around afterwards, after even our reception on Friday night, getting to know each other, and that's what made it so special for me.
The we always say the border tour is like the, we call it the Arizona Grand Canyon syndrome. We've lived here for 20 years, but you've never been to the Grand Canyon. It's one of those things where there's people who've lived here for 20, 30 years who've never anywhere been near the Mexican border and don't understand it. They haven't even seen it. So that's why it's great. We love bringing people down there. So.
Well, and Chris, I think you spoke with a lot of different people and really shared some information that I think was a little alarming to them.
That's good.
I don't think they didn't realize how bad it was.
That whole wake up Tucson thing works all the time. Wake up. We'll get them all woken up before it's over. Not woke, just woken up.
Yeah, great. We'll do that. So, but I must tell you, the Pima GOP, the Pima County Republican Party, is alive and well. We have many events coming up. We are doing lots of great things. Again, the team that was elected just continues to amaze me with their confidence and ability to get things done. We're moving forward and getting, we're becoming an agile organization. So one of my, many of my goals for the first quarter were just to get out and meet all the legislative districts, meet with the club leaders, meet with PCs, listen, get things organized. And now as we move into my second quarter, the word for me now is agility. So we want to be able to respond. We want to be able to move quickly. And so we're building agile systems. And so when something like the nomination of Chief Magnus comes along, we are going to work to roll out a national letter writing campaign against the confirmation of Chief Magnus.
How do people get involved with that? What should they do?
Well, right now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be notifying our PCs. We're going to ask them to get involved. We're going to, so that'll be in Pima County. We're going to roll that out then to all the other 14 counties in the state of Arizona and the other 49 state chairmen across the country. So what we'll be doing is we'll be putting a letter up on our website for anyone who's maybe not a PC but wants to get involved. And I would look for this early next week. And what we're asking you to do is contact all 100 senators, not just Sinema and Kelly. We want to contact all the senators. And we may have to do it in some cases. They don't have emails. They just have contact pages. But we want to send them a message that this is not the person for border security.
No, he'll be an absolute train wreck. He's being chosen because he hates the Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection, not because he has any competency in this. You know, he always told people that he brings people together, but we never knew it'd be people opposing his appointment to this position. So let's do this, Shelley. When we come back, let's go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about you guys are doing a candidate academy coming up in a week or so, a week or so. It's a week from this Saturday, I think. So
Yes. Let's
talk about that, too. So if you have a question or comment for Shelley Kice, Pima GOP chairwoman, give us a call, 790-2040. If you want to call us and to tell you whether you think Jethro Tull is trash or treasure, but here we go, Ian and the flute, just for you Tullers. So you found this another video of the of a different flute solo?
No, I just let this one play. And
so this is the same flute solo, and then we went to break, and it's still going?
Yes.
It's a Tull Thursday.
I just let it roll. Let it roll, baby.
You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Chris Simone, Tommy Callahan playing the same old damn flute solo. Let's go to the phone. Shelley Kice. Shelley, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
PimaGOP.org, I believe, is still the website, correct?
Yes, sir.
Look at us.
Yes.
So Anna Clark is heading up a candidates committee. Candidates Academy coming up on the 24th, I believe. Tell us more about that. Yeah. And who should be showing up to that?
So Vice Chairman Anna Clark. She's our second vice chair, a great leader out of LD11, is putting together our chairman, our campaign school on April 24th at 9 o'clock. And if you've thought that you might want to run for office, even if you're, maybe it's not in 2022, maybe it's going to be in 2024, but you just want to get an idea, this is the place you want to go. It's a 9 to 6, full immersion into this is what campaigning means, everything from the issues to fundraising to campaign organization, lots of questions and answers. When we talk about fundraising, it could be using funding or the clean elections funding. We're going to discuss both of them. So this is a one-day event where you are going to be able to make a good decision as to whether or not you're ready to run.
So, we know the enthusiasm is hot out there.
Yes, it is.
It's interesting how you would think after the way this last election went and how the January 6th thing and all this stuff has happened that the enthusiasm in the Republican Party would be low. It's at a fever pitch right now is what I've seen.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you know what? We're doing so many great things. We also have Annie Zaley, who's our fourth vice chair. She's developed a learning academy, and we're offering classes. So if you go to PimaGOP.org and go to the learning academy, you'll see some of the classes that we're offering on the Constitution, on lessons learned from doing a recall. We're going to have a class on data analytics. We're going to have a class on parliamentary procedure. So we're just out there doing lots of different things. Our e-tracks, which is our newsletter, comes out every Monday morning at 6 o'clock. This week we're going to be featuring Kathy's Book Nook, and we're going to talk about a book called Irreversible Damages. And you want to read the newsletter. You want to read e-tracks, and you want to see all the things that we've got going on. So as soon as we finish up with the campaign school, we're having a potluck on May 1st at Udall Park for our precinct committeemen and their families.
That's awesome.
So we have so much going on, and it's just it's an amazing team. And we have Scott Ryan Pressler coming to Tucson on June 5th. We've got the Arizona Redistricting Commission coming to give us a briefing, or not the Arizona Redistricting Commission. Fair Arizona is coming to give us a briefing on redistricting on, I believe it's May 22nd. And so there are so many opportunities for Republicans to come out and learn things, but the best part at being at all these meetings is getting to know each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what makes it so much fun. As we start building a team and as we start building the party to be agile so that we can respond quickly to anything, quickly and effectively to anything that gets thrown our way. We are not just rolling over and letting things happen anymore. We are now taking the lead.
The two more stories to support the enthusiasm that I've seen. So I was at my LD11 meeting up in Oro Valley, and it was quite a scene to see 39 PCs get sworn in. Haven't seen that at one time like that. It was really cool to see. Senator Leach did the swearing in. And then, as you guys know, I'm doing some work with Bob Branch and his Power of Fives, and we're doing statewide advertising all over the state looking for people who want to run for state legislature, and the response has been stunning. Stunning. It's blowing away any expectations that Bob and I had. So the fever's out there, and we need people to run for a variety of offices, school boards, town councils. This candidate academy that Anna's putting together a week from Saturday is pretty fabulous. So go to PimaGOP.org and find out how to sign up and be part of the day.
And if you're interested in being at the academy, jump in, because we already have lots of candidates there, and we want to make sure that this is a day that meets the needs for all of our candidates And I believe that Anna has really put together a dynamic program.
All right, Ms. Kice.
One day.
Keep up the good work. Keep pushing. I love what you're doing. So you're giving a lot of hope to a lot of Republicans that were analyzing, being agile, and responding. So I appreciate it.
Okay, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much. And thank you for the awesome tour that you gave to all of our state leaders in the Republican Party on Saturday.
Absolutely. No, that was great. And I already have one of the LDs wants to do one for the members of their legislative district. So we're gonna do a few more of these before it's over. So thank you for putting it together.
My pleasure.
All right.
Great to speak with you this morning, Chris.
Always. You take care. Shelly Kice, chairwoman of the Pima GOP. Let's get back to Tull Talk real quick, and then I have a whole bunch of local stuff because of these great interviews and Tull Talk. I've delayed some of this stuff. We're going to talk about a part of a beloved restaurant group that got vandalized. We'll talk about that before it's all over. Rocco, who will be on tomorrow, said, saw Tull, one of the top 10 concerts I'd ever seen. Not a big fan, but they did deliver that night. Colleen Edwards from Arc Point Labs, on your what you just played, my ears are bleeding. listener Kevin, consider that they're still played on the radio, and they are, and we're even having this discussion, they're still relevant. Thick as a Brick was a groundbreaking album. So it's a, I feel like this would be the last time we ever talk about Jethro Tull, but we're going right over the top with it. It's beautiful. So, all right. When we come back, we got to cover, I got so much stuff. I'm going to do a crime report. There's a variety of stuff here that I'm sure has made Tom's news, that he reports at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We have to talk about this revised sex ed rules that's happening at the state legislature and city of Tucson's. Oh, I also got to get to this whole thing. Michael Ward, that's Kelly Ward's husband, responding, going after Bill Beard on Facebook. And you're going to say to yourself, the husband of the lady who runs the AZGOP, is this really taking us in the right direction? So I want to share that with you before that's all over. What else do we got here today? That's the Hansen one, did that. We're going to talk a little bit about the Senate auditing those auditing ballots at the state legislature. We got to talk about some national park stuff. And yeah, we'll talk about the coming backlash of all of these things of the last 90 days. So, of course, The Man with the Golden Gun, sung by the fabulous Lulu in the original soundtrack. There's some really good remixes of a lot of James Bond tunes. And, of course, this is the infamous Funkstar Deluxe, which that's my online name now, Funkstar Deluxe. So wake up, Tucson, 10 through the voice. There we go. A little Trent Reznor immigrant song. Almost there. All right. It's a Tull Thursday. I asked Elsa, got her quote, her vote for trash or treasure. She went with trash. So Phil, one of our great listeners, also wanted to inform us that Easy Come, Easy Go, it is off the second Winger album. See, this is the good stuff we get from our crew. Mark Van Buren, who's going to do top 10 Christopher Walken movies, says, oh, I'm neutral on the Tull thing. And I said, there is no neutral on this. And I put hashtag Switzerland Mark. So I will force it out of him tomorrow when he's here for top 10 Christopher Walken movies, trash or treasure on Jethro Tull.
Do you really want to drag that to a second day?
I don't know.
Because you know what's going to happen.
So Greg, the original progenitor of this whole discussion up in Marana, the listener, he said, thanks for making my Thursday. It was all the Tull Talk. It's the last time it's happening, baby. Now, let's get moving on the crime. And we have some folks who'd like to reimagine police around here. So we had that story at Pima and Alvernon. This is the one that started off with the gunshot, and then they had ran the red light and all this stuff. Well, what's really, I think the part that's really the trend we're starting to see here, right? We used to say, well, we'd have these, you know, like the guy who was cracked out on whatever drug they were, maybe crack, you know, PCP, fentanyl, whatever, any of these things, right? The thing that's getting disturbing, so we had the murder of Forrest in the Forrest Keys in the parking garage, right? By these young 17-year-old just kind of kids that just look lost. I mean, they, you know, they borrowed mom's Cadillac, the four of them, and whatever, they got into this thing with Forrest and murdered the guy, right? So what do we got here? The picture on KOLD, I got, you know, two 17-year-olds. So I don't know if this is, you know, it's like the perfect storm of what's going on in relation to Rona, lockdowns, kids not going to school. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But so they've identified them as 18-year-old Quincy Irwin and 17-year-old Gabriel Miranda. You know, and it's kind of like, what are we doing here? This is the idea that we're starting to have this little bit of a wave of these juvenile delinquents who with guns. Should frighten the hell out of you guys. Frightens me. So then we have Kennedy Park. This is out on Ajo and Mission area there. 54-year-old Carlos Carrillo Lopez was found dead with signs of trauma near the Ramada at Kennedy Park. So we got that going for this town. Then we have Barrio Chato. So this is the restaurant that's the joint operation of the Carlotta and the family from the Flores family with good friend of the show, an amazing baker and ambassador of Tucson, Barrio Bread's Don Guetta over on Campbell, just north of Prince. So then I see this Carlotta posting, oh, regretfully, we're closed the 14th yesterday and the 15th day due to vandalism. We'll be back open on Friday at 11 a.m. So, and of course, everyone's like, what the hell? Now, the funniest line in this, and it wasn't, and she was, it wasn't, it's funny just because when you hear me say it, like, so, you know, Tia Gloria was crushed by this, right? As she, and she's friends with Carlotta, we're friends with Carlotta. So what happened was Lindy puts on there about the specificity of going after that, right? And he said, someone needs to be curb stomped. Right, is what Lindy said on Facebook. Now, remember Tia Gloria, you know, she's you know, not a, she's a diminutive woman.
Diminutive.
Thank you. So Lindy says, which means whoever did it needs to be curb stomped, right? Tia Gloria says, haven't practiced my curb stomping in a while. Lindy, I may need to do it. So I never would ever thought about putting the words Tia Gloria and curb stomping together. This trend is not going away. Lawrence says that, you know, like when I was saying, like Shelley Kice says that the Republicans are going to do a write-in campaign. The senator is saying don't approve Chris Magnus, right? Again, you know that I don't think he's the right choice for this position. He's not the right choice to be police chief. But he says, no, get rid of him. If he goes there, he'll get out of Tucson. Chris Magnus is not the reason the police staffing is so low. He is a symptom of a council. That's all he is. You had a council that searched out and voted in a guy who's an activist. He's not a police chief. Right. And the way they did that whole thing with the naked coked up guy, with him going, you know, that whole kabuki performance they did with him going, I'm going to resign. And they're like, no, don't resign. You're so wonderful. Come on. That was all bullcrap. So it's not going away as long as you have these seven people on the council. That's where you're at. That's not, none of this is going to go away. They're not gonna see for them to really stem the tide on staffing, they got to overpay. They're not going to overpay. I don't think that they may not even make up the 18% disparity between TPD officers and surrounding departments. They're going to do this reimagine crap. They're going to hit you with extra social workers. All the kids that have those, getting those semi-useless social worker degrees at the U of A, they might be, a few of them might get a few extra jobs on this one. But they're going to do the kinder, gentler, less effective police force is what's going to happen here. When he decided we're not going to send those different cases like defecating in the public and all that, those to the police computers so they can, as an official call, they're already setting this up that there's going to be some sort of social worker that's going to help this man understand, you know, really get to his deep feelings on why he's defecating in the middle of Speedway. That's where this is heading. This isn't getting any better. Now, what could be a sign it could be getting better, maybe, is they'd have to make up that 18%. Make it up right there. Boom. We're gonna go complete parity with the rest of the departments and then hire like a Chad Kazmar kind of interior hire. But if they go out there looking for another idea, some sort of check the box ideology kind of chief, then you're back to even more than ever being screwed. So I'm telling you, if you're operating a business inside the city of Tucson, what I would be doing is I would be charging an extra $2 a transaction to pay for a security force. That's kind of where we're heading. You really need to bulk up on your security. It reminds me of, it hit me, we had a soccer tournament. We were playing in the National AYSO tournament, I remember years ago. Me and Lawrence were coaching. And I was staying at a DoubleTree Hotel in San Pedro, California, right on the marina there, because we were playing in Torrance. But the tournament, our games were in San Pedro. And I remember stopping at a McDonald's. You know, kind of the morning McMuffin kind of thing, right? And in the middle of that McDonald's was the paid off-duty cop with the big gun on his side doing security for the McDonald's at 9 o'clock in the morning. This wasn't 1 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night. There is some sort of paid security in a McDonald's 24 hours a day at this. It's part of the cost of doing business. So I'm going to tell you something. If you're someone in the security, or you want to start a security business, Tucson is the place to be. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be training a whole bunch of people. Find some good high school kids and start training them to be security officers. That's what, go find good people and start, not the high school kids. Go find good security people, and because that, I think that's a leading industry in Tucson, is doing private security, where literally a strip center is going to hire a guy with a gun or some sort of large taser, and they're going to be walking up and down that place in the middle of the day. That's where I think this is all heading, sad to say. Because the city council, who's going to do this on the city council? Let's say Kozachik gets, I don't know if they ran two other Democrats against him, so that there's a potential of splintering that vote that he stays. But let's say you get the Miranda lady, the lady who thinks Kozachik's not left enough, right? Let's say you get her in there. You're way toast. Sometimes Kozachik, I can disagree with him, and sometimes he's a wuss because he, when someone disagrees with him, he doesn't want to actually have a conversation. He just says, we're in civil. Fimbres, nice fella, useless. We know where Rahina and Laney are. And then it looks like Paul Cunningham and Nikki, which we thought maybe we could get some sort of good governance out of those two. Doesn't look like it. They're. I mean, once Cunningham said that jacking up the water rates on everyone's an equity issue, like an income poverty equity issue, I knew he went right over the waterfalls, Niagara Falls, in a barrel. Hey Tom, did you ever see, you lived up there? Have you ever seen anyone go over the falls in a barrel?
No, but every once in a while, somebody tries.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But now the barrels are all like super padded and space age. And
that's not.
Yeah.
It's not manly. If you're going to get in, if you're going to really do it, you got to have a little danger spot. You're going to break your skull. Yep. Come on. Wimps. That's what I say. So anyway, that's your crime report. Again, it's going to keep pushing out. You're going to start seeing it wide, right? And I know all of you, love Carlota, and I love Carlota, right? And you're very big fans of the Charros over the years. And so you're extra upset. But all these other people, look at Reyna at Shish Kebab House, got her place messed up and ripped off. There's a whole chain of
Rocco.
Rocco's in his quarterly robbery, as he calls it. I mean, this isn't, I don't know why. It's the dirty secret. It's really the dirty secret. When they're on the media, they never talk about this stuff. That's the part that's so disturbing about these, quote, elected leaders, is it's something because they don't want to deal with it. It's an overwhelm. It seems overwhelming, right? And at the same time, politically, all because of the George Floyd. And this guy Chauvin, Derek Chauvin, gets acquitted, which there's a possibility of it. It's all going to happen again. So all you people with businesses between the U of A and downtown, now this is the other thing. This is the perfect storm, right? We can't find wood because we're doing all this building of houses. So all the wood you would, hopefully you have still have the wood to cover your windows, because you could have a whole other round of stupidity again coming up very soon. So anyway, the inability to even look at the problem and even talk about it just tells you that we're in a world of hurt, sad to say. And the people who get hurt are the working poor and the people who work at these places and things like that. And the people who get robbed are in these neighborhoods that don't live there. I mean, who do live there. So 8:49 in the morning, Christopher DeSimone. It's a Tull Thursday. It's your last chance to tell me whether or not you think Jethro Tull is trash or treasure. So, opening theme from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's Big Pig from Australia. Wake up, Tucson. There it is.
Where did you find this?
It's well, we're talking about flute solos. Here's a guy covering Star Wars. I thought it was beautiful. Oh, we're gonna. So this, I can't say the first name. It's blank flute. It rhymes with the first two words of the Nitty Gritty Dirtbag band. But this guy does these horrible covers of all these songs. So that was the Star Wars one. He does an amazing job on the Harry Potter theme. It's you have my permission to bump out with that if you want to. Let's go to Scott, who probably hung up after listening to that. Scott, good morning.
Oh, I would never hang up for something like that. I love cheesy stuff like that. So a number of years ago in this town, we had the notion of a core services tax, which would fund, you know, infrastructure, police, and fire, because we'd been diverting all the money to other stuff. And at the time, I was thinking, you know, I'm kind of supportive of this notion, but don't I already pay taxes for core services?
Right.
And the other stuff? You know, this is a liberal town. Maybe if you made it an optional services tax, it would have passed. Because if you said that the core services are going to get funded whether the tax passes or not, and it's the optional services that would be in danger, I think you'd get both conservatives and liberals agreeing to pay for it.
We have flipped that on its head, right? And that's like I think that's one of the legacies of Huckleberry, right? His thing was, let's not do core services. Let's pay for all this crap that all his electeds like, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that he needed, right? And then we'll just hit the people for more money, because he said, we don't have any money for cops. We don't have money for roads. And which you're right. They do it, if you did it the other way, actually take care of those things and then do the optional the other way, that can work.
Yeah, It might.
So
thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Scott. 790-2040 is a phone number. I should ask Scott. He's of age. He could have told me on the Jethro Tull question, trash or treasure. One thing, we only got like a minute to go, so all right, that's it. We're good. Anyway, first and foremost, thanks to everyone who made it a wonderful show, including Tom. You did a great job as always, sir. I appreciate it. Of course, we had today on, first of all, it was a Tull Thursday. You helped us with Trash or Treasure on Jethro Tull, and it divides people. Now, I will tell you, Van Buren's listening to the show, okay? And he didn't want me to do this to him on the air. So he said, based on the entire body of work, even though I do like a couple of songs, Jethro Tull, trash. Did it again. Wrong button. Thomas, they beat out Metallica for best metal band at the Grammys one year.
They did. And Al actually wanted me to mention that. So a couple years later, Metallica, and it's best metal album, not even rock, best metal, which is mind blowing. And so 2-3 years later, Metallica wins and says, we'd just like to thank Jethro Tull for not putting out an album this year.
So anyway, who knew this was going to be the divisive topic that it was? Jethro Tull, trash or treasure. So absolutely beautiful. So this is what I love about the Wakey. So what else do we got here today? Let's see. Okay, so we had Shelly Keish, love that. Congressman David Schweikert. Brian from the IRS was great because he took both IRS and Jethro Tull questions, which of course not. I can guarantee not any other radio show did Jethro Tull and the IRS. So what happens when you start listening to this and you see all the other ones? You have to go listen to the other ones. So this is a flute cover of the Harry Potter. It's so good. All right. So tomorrow's show will be so fun. Ron Arenas, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling. Get your air conditioner ready for the summer. Rocco from Rocco's Little Chicago. Then we have Mark Van Buren, top 10 Christopher Walken movies. Then we have Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures. And then at 8:37 in the morning, U of A women's basketball coach, Adia Barnes. Can't wait to catch up with her. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of The Voice, local news and talk.